Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Rose Gray, how are you?
I am really well. I have a couple of public service announcements.
Okay, right off the bat.
It is slippery out there, folks.
Oh, is it?
And so Jack mentioned something about Port Washington, that area. For real.
Yeah,
for real.
Be careful.
I think because the highway, the I-43 freeway goes kind of east, it makes kind of a bend,
sure,
as you're going on that segment. And I think this may be lake effect, or I don't even know why. I'm not a meteorologist.
Well, I'm glad you're here safely.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
Please. And then if you have your wipers on, that means you need to have your headlights on. Debbie Lazica would want you to know
right.
that. And also, I have my Stanley Cup. For all you Stanley Cup haters out there, are you following this?
Yes, we were talking about that.
This is my 40-ouncer, and I have a 30-ouncer. I have a full day today. I am headed out to the wonderful world of weddings
yes.
after this, and I need to stay hydrated.
Okay.
So you are supposed to drink far more than 40 ounces a day. If you ever look how much water you're supposed to drink in a day,
right, a
it's
lot.
Even more than this. So I like mine icy cold. So all you Stanley Cup haters out there.
What is the deal with Stanley? I don't understand the fascination.
Because
wasn't it Yeti for a while?
And it was Yeti.
Like,
and you know what? Stanley got smart and put a handle on it. I think might have been the first ones to do that. So, yes, I have a handle because I used to have to put my hand around this great big vessel and try to balance my
sure.
computer bag and all my other stuff. And now
can you take that on vacation with you and get refills at the bar?
You absolutely can.
All right.
Absolutely can. So I know there's a lot of people right now because there's something going on with the Valentine Stanleys that everybody was trying to get and all that. I have a 30-ouncer and a 40-ouncer. I love them, you Stanley Cup haters. They're divine.
We're all such lemmings. That's what I think.
Well,
we got to have the hottest, newest thing.
I've had mine for a year, and I don't care if I have one with hearts on it.
If my neighbor Beth has one, I need one. If my neighbor John has one, I need one.
Yes, exactly.
But so, it looks like a good mug.
It's a great mug. It's a great mug. And so is Yeti. I have a Yeti. It just doesn't happen to have a handle. as you heard me say that, it's Wonderful World of Weddings Day today.
Yes, it is.
And so what that means is I am going to leave here and drive safely, cautiously and quickly as possible to State Fair Park so I can meet and greet. That's my job. They
in the
told
Expo
me.
Center. And I heard since last weekend there was an upgrade in the value
yes,
of the giveaway.
Yes. So we announced a $500 voucher and it's actually a $1,000 voucher
that you're giving away
that
at
we are
this
giving
event.
Away at this event. And so there's a way that you have to come and sign up and visit us. But first of all, we are in what they are calling the Luxury Pavilion.
Wow.
Why would you not want to go to the Luxury Pavilion? We are serving mimosas. I know they will be small, but they will be mimosas nonetheless. And I'm going to hang out as long as there's people who want to see me because truthfully, we have destination wedding specialists and we have honeymoon specialists who are in the booth. And so I don't want to let anybody believe that Rose Gray is going to book either of those things for you because you don't want me to do that. I'm gone too much. And you want an expert who is got the most intense, up-to-date knowledge possible.
Exactly.
So, and that's those people.
I utilized that this week because, you know, we're going to Costa Rica.
Right,
and
right.
I reached out to our travel agent, Chelsea, and said, hey, I want to do something special. She reached out to one of those people because she's like, that's not my area of expertise, but I can help you with so-and-so. And so we're lining some stuff up.
No.
That's all I can say.
I was going to say, we should probably mum's the word on that because who knows, somebody could be listening. So,
probably not.
So we're partnering with some great folks, one of whom is African Travel. If you can even believe this, like Rose, are you kidding me? African Travel is one of your sponsors for a wedding show? That doesn't make any sense. Trust me, there are lots of people that are going on their honeymoons to Cancun, Riviera Maya, Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Puerto Vallarta, Cabo, Hawaii, all the regular ones. But we are having people now that are saying to us, listen, we want to do something. This is a one and done here.
Right,
this is like once in a lifetime experience. And we want to do something that's just above and beyond. And so to refresh all of the people that will be at the event for the next 2 days, we had an amazing, amazing hour-long meeting with our reps from African Travel. And I just got goosebumps during the whole entire thing. I have been had the privilege of traveling with African Travel 3 times to South Africa and take my own personal trip as well as 2 groups on safari. And they've got such outstanding service and planners. Everything they do is customized. It's not a cookie cutter type thing. And Nuver 24, they're in Morocco. And so stay tuned, folks. You can imagine, as much as I love African Travel, there could be something down the pipe.
Could you imagine getting married with lions and elephants and giraffes in the background?
Absolutely.
How amazing would that be?
They've talked about that, and how if you just want to do that on your own and they needed you to have witnesses, they would have witnesses. So our sponsors are African Travel, Classic Vacations, Globus Family of Brands, Delta Vacations, Apple Leisure Group, and Celebrity Cruises. So that's who's sponsoring our luxury booth. And I continue to use the term luxury because we are in the luxury pavilion. So we're not going to be standing at a small little booth with a little table full of swag saying, here you go, here you go.
We have a free pen.
We will have free pens. Yes. But we're going to have an opportunity. If you really wanted to sit down with somebody, you could do it right there.
That's going on today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow, 10 to 4. Tickets can be purchased at the door. I think they're probably no longer available online, but that doesn't matter. And we've got a cast of characters that I know you're going to want to meet. So, yeah.
World of Weddings State Fair Expo Center. Find Rose Gray there after the show.
Exactly.
Probably about 10:15, 10:30-ish.
I'm going to drive
in that range.
Safely. I am.
She wants to get there safely.
Yes.
It is the Fox World Travel Show. We'd love to hear from you. 855-616-1620 is the old National Bank talk and text line. Thanks for listening to WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
World of Weddings.
Yes.
As we march down the aisle together in paradise.
Yes.
Thanks to Fox World Travel. Mostly cloudy, snow showers, 1 to 2 inches, a high of 36. Does that spark the phone ringing when the snow starts falling?
I'm telling you right now, January 2nd is what is all it takes. Everybody got through the holidays. And the beautiful thing about it is, a little snow never hurts.
Right.
It's not great for you guys. I get that. But I'm telling you right now, there's still space available for January, February, and March for all the fabulous places that Apple Vacations and Funja Vacations offers nonstop service. But you know why, Dayton? It was too nice.
It was too nice in December.
Yeah.
People weren't freezing cold.
Exactly. We have to address this. So my Canadian sister and several people on the text line have pointed out the Stanley Cup refers to the trophy you win when you win the hockey championship
Correct.
Of the world.
Yeah. So you have a Stanley mug.
It's a Stanley mug. Sorry. So here you go. 40 ounces of good, fresh, wonderful, icy cold water.
855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Let's go to Rick in Heartland. Good morning, Rick. What's your question?
Good morning, Rose and Dayton. Thanks for taking my call. My wife and I are going to be traveling to Puerto Vallarta soon, and this tourist tax thing I'm unclear on. Can you coach me through that?
Yes. So I think it only applies in Cancun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't have to be concerned with that.
No, and I'm very, very glad that you brought this up, Rick, because I did get a little scolding from the leadership of Fox World Travel. That basically means my daughter, because she's the director of vacation travel, who, unless her son is playing a basketball game, is listening to the show, heard Donna and I talking about this, and we had suggested to people, why would you prepay that if you have an opportunity to pay it at the airport and they're not collecting it? And then she said, oh, no, that is not how we operate. And I said, okay, how do we operate? We operate where we would say you have an opportunity to pay it online. However, you don't have to currently. If you get stopped, please have 12 U.S. dollars ready to pay them. That is what I should have said instead of why would you pay it if you could skip it? So anyway, thank you for bringing that up. But tourist tax are going to become a thing. They're charging them in Venice right now.
They're taxing everything they can tax,
right?
Basically.
And so I think right now you're okay. But, you know, if somebody ever would stop me in an airport and say you have to pay some tax, I would have to see some credentials.
Right.
Right.
Make sure it's not a scam.
Right.
Some guy just walking
So when are you leaving for Puerto Vallarta?
A week from tomorrow.
Yay!
Okay. So I'll be at the airport and I'll get the Milwaukee tax from you as you're leaving. And then, all right. Well, Rick, you guys have a great vacation. It's always good to go to Puerto Vallarta.
Thank you.
Safe travels.
Yep. 855-616-1620 if you want to chime in on the Old National Bank talk and text line. If people want to get in touch with Fox World Travel, what do they do?
So they call 866-GO-FOX-GO. And here is an interesting thing. We're open today.
What?
We're open 9 to noon starting today.
Okay.
All right?
It's back.
So we've always had seasonal hours. This is what I found interesting as I was listening to you and David talk to your guests that were calling in, explaining to people that it's kind of their slow season.
Right.
This is exactly the opposite. In the world of travel, especially in the part of the world in which we live, in the Midwest or any place that has winter,
cold winter,
this is busy time. And there is space available because people didn't believe it was going to get cold. If you have lived here a little while, you know it's going to get cold. And it did. It started snowing. And that's going to prompt people to start thinking about it. But I was chatting with somebody Thursday night at a basketball game who said, any possible way we could go someplace over Valentine's. I just ran a really quick, we have such great technology and software. I could just run a little scan and quickly see what was out there. That I sent him a message, said, pick your destination and we'll talk about it. Because it's not like it was right after COVID where, oh my gosh, there is nothing available. So there still is availability. And we've got a really great deal going on with our good friends at Apple Vacations, which I always hesitate to like blurt out pricing because then we have people that call in and say, Rose said it was $1.99. Now, come on. Why isn't it that price? So I hesitate to do that. But there is a special that we've got going on with our partners at Apple Vacation that is exclusive to Fox World Travel that will give you some savings. I'll put it that way. All right.
Perfect. So get in touch with your advisor, 866-GO-FOX-GO. You can call now.
Yes.
They're open.
Yes. That's the crazy part about it. You always can fill out the contact us form, which we love because then you've told us where, when, how many, a little bit more detail. We can skip that step, but we don't mind that step. We love learning about you and how you like to travel, and then we can talk about it.
All right. We're going to talk to Irene in Waukesha on the phone when we come back. We have text to answer, 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
925, mostly cloudy, snow showers, 1 to 2 inches expected, a high of 36. Rose says it is slippery out there, so I'm actually seeing something on my screen flashing up, afternoon rain than expected, which, welcome to Wisconsin.
Exactly.
Could change it.
Hey, I want to give everybody a little update on Colleen's passport quick.
Okay.
So remember, Colleen sent in her passport and felt like she wanted to be a good citizen and a friend of Fox World Travel by not paying for the expedited service and see how fast it came. 4 weeks.
That's not bad
four
at
weeks.
All.
Yep. So,
it's gotten back to
almost more normal. Yeah. So that's a renewal, folks.
Okay.
Not a new one, but things are moving along much better.
Speaking of that, we're going to get to Mike in just a minute, but let's go to Irene in Waukesha. Good morning, Irene. What's your question?
Good morning. I actually have a two-parter question. My first one is we do a lot of international travel, and I have since changed insurance where before I was covered, but now I am not. So I'm wondering if there is a basic plan that I can get where if I'm climbing the Alps and happen to slip and fall, what insurance would cover my broken leg?
Yes. So we actually sell at Fox World Travel, Travel Guard. So this is what I would recommend that you do. There is a tab on our website called Resources. Under that tab is clickable to traveler resources, and you will find travel insurance listed there. If you go to the very bottom of that page, you will see AIG, which is the parent company of Travel Guard, and it says, what's the plan? And you have an opportunity there to fill in a form and it will give you a quote. Please feel very confident that this is not a sales pitch or this is not a, oh my gosh, I just clicked something wrong and I bought it. It's a quote. I believe it lasts 7 days. It's a valid quote for 7 days. You can look at it. You can compare it to other travel companies because there are many out there and find out what is this giving me for what I'm paying? Is it covering medical evacuation? Is it covering my health costs in the event that I am detained in the country and now I've got to change my travel plans? Is it out of pocket? Is it primary? Is it secondary? All those questions that you need to ask, you can. You have 7 days, as I said, then to go ahead and compare it to other ones.
All right. Would it also cover me? The insurance that I have is like a PPO. So would it also cover me, like if I'm in California and that's out of my network, or is this just international?
It could be secondary for domestic, I believe.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. All right. And then I have a second question for you. One of the places we're going to be traveling, we're going on a cruise out of Stockholm, and we're going to go in a day early. So my question there is, in order to get on the cruise ship, what hotel would be best to stay at, and what is a must-see for, like, one day?
Yeah, that's a little tricky.
I know that's probably going to be hard.
Yep. So what I would do is I would go to my cruise line's website. Or if that's not available, I would actually call in to my cruise line. If you booked it through a travel advisor, certainly have your travel advisor do this for you because that's what they do. But if you've done this on your own, go to your cruise line's website or call into your cruise line and find out who they use for their pre-night packages. Don't necessarily book it with them, but find out who they use. Then get a price from them for that one night pre-cruise if they will. Sometimes cruise lines only have a 2-night minimum. Still ask. Obviously, then divide it in half. Then you'll get the price per night. And then look to see what you can do on your own for those same hotels without purchasing it through the cruise line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've done this before, and sometimes they charge a little bit more, but they also take you to the hotel and take you to the ship. That's all part of the package. So, yes.
Right. And they do hotels that make sense because they're probably in close proximity. They may have a concierge that can help you with excursions, that kind of thing. And then speaking of that, that's my next thing. I would get that hotel booked, and then I would hit up the concierge at the hotel and ask for their advice. Lots of times they have little half-day things, or they might have a driver on standby at the hotel that for a price would do a half-day city tour privately for you. But only the concierge of that hotel would know that. So that's the order in which I would do it.
Okay. All right.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Have a great weekend, Irene. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. It is a Fox World Travel Show. We go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Grau. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation. No matter your budget, this is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
This sets the mood for my type of vacation.
Well, and actually, it probably was a good bump music because I was on with Scafidi on Thursday. And
yes,
we talked for quite a long time about his fabulous upcoming trip, which sadly, we have to give back any unsold cabins at the end of January. And so we have cabins left. So I just want to let everybody know that if you were thinking about doing the German Grand Tour with Steve Scafidi and me, July 16th to the 27th, 2 nights in Munich, and then a 7-day fabulous river cruise. It's a unique river cruise because it's the Danube, the Main, and the Rhine.
Wow.
So it's a mashup of three rivers, and I love it. It's beer hosted, but not beer exclusive.
Gotcha.
So if you're not a beer drinker, please don't feel like you
still
can't
plenty go. To drink.
Absolutely.
Old National Bank talking text line 855-616-1620. Mike's been hanging on for quite a while. Mike, thanks for hanging on from Hale's Corners. What's your question?
Well, hi Rose.
Hi,
this
Mike.
Is Mike. How are you doing?
Good.
I have a question. I got a new passport. Dropped it in the mail December 13th, and it arrived yesterday. 21 days.
Oh my gosh. That's phenomenal.
21 days. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Now they tell me go to this trusted traveler. I have to register the new passport number with the TSA.
Yep.
Question.
Yep. You do. So.
And how do we do that? Do that online, or
you can absolutely do it online. You can just change the number of your passport. So there's a way that you can go online and then enter your trusted traveler number and look at your account. You should be able to do that. I did have somebody that told me about, I think it was around 2 weeks ago, that they tried to do this unsuccessfully more than once and they just gave up and called. So I would give it a shot online.
Or 37th and Wisconsin Avenue is the TSA office. I could go there maybe?
You could. If you've got time on your hands and it's not
snowing. The phone number I don't know, and how to find it is another question.
Yeah, for sure. But give it a shot online first.
Yeah, but you have to register the new one, otherwise, before I travel anywhere.
Right, because it
won't. Put on another 12,000 miles of flying since I talked to you last
in
Antarctica.
So where have you been since Antarctica?
I've been into the British Isles. Island of Man and Edinburgh, and stopped at see the Beatles.
Oh, how are the Beatles?
Well, they're still there, but they're hard as brass.
Well, good for you.
And then I went to the ABC Islands during the Thanksgiving week, and had my at the end I was trying to pay my cruise bill online at the desk, and my credit card was scammed.
Oh, no. What, did you have a backup plan?
I had no money because that's all I had. I didn't have enough cash to pay it, and I was traveling with another person that helped me out. But I talked to the bank yesterday about what do? You know, if that's all you have, you don't have two cards. And they told me call the number on the back, and they'll open up the account for that one payment.
Oh, wonderful.
Interesting. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, Mike. You keep traveling and get your trusted traveler number back on that new passport, and you're good to go. 12,000 more. Yay.
When I grow up, I want to be Mike.
Yeah, exactly. You have to work a long time, though, right, Mike? You got to work long and hard to get to where Mike is.
I've been on all seven continents, yes, which is something I didn't plan when I started.
Nice. Well, thanks for calling, Mike. We appreciate it. 855-616-1620 is the old National Bank talk and text line. Text here says, hi, Rose, going to Turks and Caicos in 2 weeks, staying at beaches, booked with Fox. If we wanted to do one or two excursion ideas on a couple of must-dos.
Okay, so one would assume possibly that there are children going, but not necessarily, because beaches is a very family-friendly resort. Beaches is the family version of Sandals, if you get my drift. Turks and Caicos is absolutely amazing. Probably some of, if not the bluest water I've ever seen in my entire life. And everything is going to, a lot of the excursions are going to revolve around water. What I suggest is when you are at a resort like beaches, I would only book excursions with the resort or with the tour operator who has a desk in the resort that I booked with. So for example, if I booked with Apple Vacations and I happened to see an Apple Vacations rep in the lobby, I would certainly feel comfortable booking an excursion with them. Or if I saw somebody that was representing beaches and they're selling excursions on behalf of the resort, I would do that as well. I don't like this concept where people go into town or go off the property and they buy these excursions.
Right.
It scares me. So there are so many opportunities to do snorkeling. Hopefully the family that is traveling to beaches are water babies, because the catamaran tours and snorkeling tours within Grace Bay is where a lot of that takes place. They do have four-wheelers, and they do have dune buggies, and they do have those kinds of excursions. But half-day catamaran rides and snorkeling are very, very, very popular.
Well, you said some of the most beautiful water you've ever seen.
I've ever seen in my life. Some of the best snorkeling and some of the most blue crystal clear water I've ever seen.
All right. Enjoy that trip. Sounds like it's going to be a good one. Another one here says, hi, my son just landed in Belize City last night for a college course. Do you guys do any traveling to Belize?
Well, first of all, Belize is absolutely amazing. I cannot even tell you how probably 17 or more years ago, I had to beg my husband to go to Belize. And then he, like everybody, fell in love with it. Now, Belize City itself is big, booming, and sometimes considered to be unsafe. I'm thinking if we went to travel.state.gov, where we get all of our information that tells us about certain destinations and their safety via the government website, hence .gov,
right.
We might find that Belize would have some warnings of some sort, because it's a very big city and it can be unsafe. Many people fly into Belize and then they head out. Placentia, Dangria. There are cities along the water. Belize is a small, small Central American country. So a lot on the water. What many people do, there are islands or keys, if you will, C-A-Y-E-S,
okay.
Off the coast, one of which is Ambergris Key, A-M-B-E-R-G-R-I-S, Ambergris Key. There has been so much development there that that has become a pretty popular place. Now, when I went there many years ago, I went there because I knew a dive family who had discovered a resort called Ramones. Anyway, I speak about it a lot. It has a special place in my heart, because when people say, I just don't want to be in a high rise, I don't want to be a block away from the beach, I want it in five easy steps be ankle deep in white sand. How do I make that happen? Go to Ramones.
Okay.
It will happen. You are in cottage-like bungalows that are scattered throughout the property, and that's how you go. Now, I will tell you this. There's a new Margaritaville there. I'm dying to go see that, and I probably will. What is Belize most known for? Again, diving. It's on the very, very long reef that starts up in the Cancun Riviera Maya, that reef that is between Cozumel and the tip of the Yucatan Peninsula. Yeah. And although the Great Barrier Reef is the longest reef in the world, this reef is the longest living reef in the world, because great sections of the Great Barrier Reef are no longer living. Mm. So it's beyond beautiful. They tell you don't touch the coral. They're not kidding. Don't touch the coral. You'll get very bad burns on your hands or worse. But yeah, Belize is just very, very near and dear to my heart. I went there before I even went to Costa Rica, as a matter of fact.
All right. So we need to take a break. The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
It's going to be a quick one. We have a chance in this segment to answer one or two questions. The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. Let's go to John in Oshkosh. Good morning, John. What's your question?
Rose, real quick, you guys setting up any tour packages for the Rose Bowl Parade for next year? Do you do that kind of stuff?
Well, we do. Typically, though, it's not just a Fox exclusive trip. Way back in the old days, when the Badgers went a lot, we did that. But I don't know if they'll be going to the Rose Bowl soon. So what we do is we work with some preferred partners, people that we have vetted that we know are legitimately going to give you seating at the parade. You're not going to get there and there's somebody going to be sitting on your spot or anything like that. We have a number of good companies that do that. So if you have that desire, they're formulating those packages as we speak. So what I would do is I would go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, fill out the contact us button, and let somebody know that that is what you're looking at, so they can put that in the system. So the moment those become available, they can reach out to you and tell you, provide you with options. Is the game important or primarily the parade?
Could be either.
Okay. Yeah. And they have parade only, and they have game only, and they have combination packages. So that's what I would do. The other thing is, if you really want quick action, 866-GO-FOX-GO, you're in luck. They're open today. So give them your name. They'll put your name in the system and tell them what you're looking for, and they can let you know when that becomes available.
Thank you very much, Rose.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Sean. Have a great weekend. We're going to have to take one more break here. We went long on the last segment. So when we come back, the final segment with Rose Gray, it is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Is it wrong that every time I hear polka, I want a beer in my hand?
No, and here's the thing. I love that Isaac did this because when I was on with Steve Scafidi on Thursday, before I got on the air with him, he said, hey, you know, we're having that reunion at the Bavarian Beer House for all the people that went on the Tuscany trip with us on January 20th. This is not sanctioned by WTMJ, Good Karma Brands, or Fox World Travel. It's just me, Scafidi, a bunch of us who were on that trip getting together.
Nice.
He just said, should we just open that up to people? I said, yeah, why not? So if you want to meet the one and only Steve Scafidi, talk a little bit about travel, have a beer with us. We're going to be at the Bavarian Beer House on the 20th of January at 6 p.m.
That's my birthday. Maybe we'll make that the destination to come hang out with you guys.
I think you're going
to
be in a different destination.
Not on the 20th.
Okay.
No, that's the following week.
Then you're there.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Chad from Oostburg is on the line. Good morning, Chad. What's your question?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
So I am looking at getting away with my wife over Valentine's week for 4 or 5 days. Somewhere close, easy to get to, and not your Mexico, Jamaica, Dominican.
Okay, because
is there a secret spot?
Yes. So yep. What about Belize?
Is that something we could do in 4 to 5 days?
Yes. Actually, I looked at it. Now, I did look at some availability over Valentine's Day, and the secrets, the vine in the Strip of Cancun is flipping amazing.
Yep.
But I know that you're trying to do something a little different. But keep that in your back pocket, just in case something else doesn't work out, because I have yet to be there.
Okay.
But many, many of the advisors at Fox, including my daughter, Andrea, have been there, and they come back raving to the point that I have to now go there, because I want that kind of service. And it's nonstop flights out of Milwaukee, and it's right in the heart of Cancun. So you're going to be on the Strip. There's no doubt about it. But you're going for the weather, and you're going for the amazing service, and you're going for this over-the-top experience at Secrets the Vine. The other thing I would look at is take a look at Belize. Love it.
Okay. Is there a specific resort in Belize that you would recommend?
Well, I just was talking on the air about this resort called Ramones. And I love it because it's so unique. Many years ago, I took my husband there against his will because I wanted to be able to have my feet in the sand in no time at all and not have to be in a high rise and all that kind of thing. And this was the ticket, Ramones. If you even Google Ramones Belize or Ramones Reef Resort, it used to be called, it'll come up.
Okay.
It gives you so much information about Belize. It's unbelievable. I mean, they even want you to just learn about their island. It's Ambergris Key. It's right off of the city of Belize. You do have to take a 9-passenger aircraft to get there, but that takes like 3 seconds. So that's no big deal. So that would be one of my other options for you. So reach out as soon as you can. Get with somebody in the Sheboygan office, and they will definitely hook you up.
Thank you, Rose.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks, Chad. 866-GO-FOX-GO. They're there now.
They are open now. On
Saturdays again for this time frame.
It's freaking me out.
9 to noon, right?
9 to noon, and it's just seasonal. People are like, seasonal? This is not seasonal. Well, we think of seasonal as like up north.
When you're busy, right? When people are booking things.
Yes, so that is absolutely positively like, really, what we love to do is if you can make an appointment during the week. If you can't get there during the week and you want to make an appointment, that is something that you could do. But we certainly take walk-ins and phone calls for sure. I know on a day like this, who wants to venture out? So it's just a matter of getting the ball rolling. All of this can be done virtually. All of this can be done over the phone. All of this can be done via email for sure. But it's some people just want to do it in person.
And where are the locations?
So we've got Sheboygan, we've got Fond du Lac, we've got Brookfield, we've got Green, De Pere, we've got Oshkosh, we've got Appleton.
Okay. Yeah. Lots of different options
there.
So World of Weddings going on today.
Yes.
You're heading there next.
I'm going to very gingerly and carefully get my little self over there. And I'm looking forward to meeting everybody and talking about travel. Because as I said, even when Scafidi said, should we invite everybody? I was like, heck yeah. Who doesn't want to talk about travel?
Right.
Everyone loves talking
about
travel.
Especially with a mimosa in your hand.
Exactly.
Or a beer in your hand.
I think the whole thing is just going to be a blast and a half. And although I'm only scheduled to stay till noon, I have this feeling I'm going to be there a little bit longer.
That is at the Wisconsin State Fair Expo Center.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
going on from 10 to 4 today and tomorrow.
Yes,
correct?
For sure.
But you'll be there this afternoon once you get there, or later this morning.
Exactly.
Once you get there.
I'm thinking 10:20. I'm going to have my shining face right in that luxury pavilion booth.
All right. So we want to thank everybody for participating. We didn't get to all the texts. That's a good thing.
That's a
we'll
good
do this
thing.
Again next week at 9 o'clock every Saturday. It's the Fox World Travel Show. Tell people how to get a hold of you and what you guys all do. To
exactly.
Recap.
And one of the things that I really loved was that I think it was J&B Construction was on today and they were telling about their longevity. And we've been around at Fox World Travel since 1960. And Scott Klein was talking about going through recessions and things like that. Yeah, we've seen it all.
And
we've,
pandemics.
We've seen pandemics and hurricanes and diseases and weather and recessions and all of that. But when you have a very diverse family-owned company like the one that Fox is, and I'm so proud to be a part of that Fox World Travel family, this is the kind of service you get. This is somebody doing this on a full-time basis who's got your best interest at heart, not the guy down the street who decided to become a travel agent after he was a mail carrier for 30 years because he wanted to be able to travel with his wife and kids whenever he wanted to or whatever. I mean,
seasoned professionals.
This is absolutely what this is all about. So thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who has stuck with us through all of this, and we're there for you. That's what we do.
866-GO-FOX-GO, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays, 9 to noon during the peak season here.
Yep.
And of course, if you go to foxworldtravel.com, you can fill out the form there. We'll see you next week.
With a Packer victory under our belt.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management coming in next.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.